Before we go, a look at a rather different story. One of South America's most stubborn territorial grievances is heating up. Landlocked Bolivia is pressing Chile for a bit of beach. It's been doing that since Bolivia lost the War of the Pacific more than 100 years ago. Chile does let Bolivians use its ports, but it says it will never surrender sovereignty over them. But why is Bolivia so intent on resolving the issue now? Our correspondent, Jen Ross, went to Chile's contested coast to find out.
A Panamanian cargo ship pulls into the last open dock in the busy Chilean port of Valparaíso. A 10-story crane hoists truck sized containers of copper bars on board. In the neighboring dock, workers load grapes onto a ship bound for Rotterdam. These are among the 8 cargo ships being loaded here today. Last year, the port of Valparaíso received 1,400 ships, bearing more than 5 million tons of goods. Then there are the hundreds of small fishing boats that provide for the heaping seafood dishes devoured daily across the country. And one can't forget the cruise liners, packed with spending tourists. They flock to the neighboring resort city of Viña del Mar.
Valparaíso is just one of the 10 major ports along this sprawling coastline, and landlocked Bolivia is aching for just this right. With a population of only 15 million people in Chile, there should be more than enough to go around. At least that's what Bolivians are saying.
Chile seems to have a flanco territorio.
Chile needs to give us a corridor, some territory, to avoid problems.
Felipe Villarroel is a Bolivian merchant. He travels frequently across the border and sells his wares in the Santiago artisans market.
The territories he lost were lost in an unjust war.
It's been more than 100 years since Bolivia lost its sea access to Chile after the War of the Pacific. For decades, Bolivia has complained to anyone who would listen, but it's made reclaiming its lost sea top priority in recent months, just after a popular revolt left scores dead and ushered in the country's third new president in as many years. So Bolivia is now waging a campaign to internationalize their problem. Bolivia's deputy foreign minister recently came to Santiago to meet with his Chilean counterpart. But Chile refused to discuss granting Bolivia any coastal land. Chilean Deputy Foreign Minister Cristian Barros spoke to a scrum of reporters.
Of course, Bolivian access to the Pacific Ocean is on the agenda. Sovereign access is, of course, not on the agenda.
But Bolivian Deputy Minister Jorge Gumucio said they'll keep trying.
Regarding Bolivia's desire to resolve our maritime exclusion, it continues to be the number one issue for Bolivian diplomats. We will deal with it at all the relevant levels and instances.
Chilean pundits say Bolivia often makes noise about its lost sea when facing internal turmoil. Claudio Fuentes is with the independent think tank Flaxo.
You have an internal problem of governability in Bolivia with 60% of covered, with 4 presidents in 3 years. You create unity in your nation, you create a conflict, an international conflict, and this increase your internal support.
Fuentes says Bolivia has no practical need for sovereignty because they already enjoy free access to Chilean ports. More than 600,000 tons of Bolivian products moved across the northern port of Arica alone last year. That port is in the process of being privatized, sparking new fears over access from Bolivia.
Jen Ross reporting.